Okay, we're holding in the halachos of the kos or birkas hamazon, and that a kos cannot be pugum. Simen kuf pei beis, siv beis. The mechaber says kos birkas hamazon eino ella shel yayin. The cup for birkas hamazon needs to be from wine. Velo mishar mashkim. You can't use other liquids. Afilu kavus udas oleim. Even if you were kovei suda, you made this part of your meal, whatever drink it is. You can't use that as the kos for Birkas HaMazon. You need to use wine. Just like we say by Kiddush and Abdallah, that you can't use other liquids either, unless it is Chamer Medina. So that's why he continues to say, V'im ein yayin matzui ba'otso makom, if you have no wine, v'hasheichar o shar mashken havu Chamer Medina, and beer or other drinks are Chamer Medina, which means it's a drink which is normally drunk by the people in that city. This is a drink that they always drink as part of their meal, and it is an important drink. It is a chashuv drink that you would serve to a guest also. That is the definition of Chamer Medina, as we discussed in the halachas of Kiddush and Avdalah. So if you have no wine, but you have Chamer Medina, then Mavarchan Aleim, you are allowed to use that for the kos of Birkas HaMazon, Chutz Min HaMayim, but you are not allowed to use water. Mishnah Berurah says that if you have two types of liquid, such as beer and honey or something like that, so then you should use the one which is more chaviv to you. So if you have no wine available, so you need to use Chamer Medina, so use the one that is more chaviv to you. But again, it has to be something which is Chamer Medina, that it's a drink which is normally drunk in that area. But if it's not Chamer Medina, then it doesn't matter if it's something that you really like. It still doesn't work. If you like beer more than wine, so then the Ber Halacha in Siman Reish Sarivav and Hilchos Shabbos said that you can make Kiddush even when there's wine around. But this is a tremendous Chiddush, and he doesn't really explain why it's okay. The general rule is, if there's wine around, then you are not able to use any other liquid for Kiddush and Avdalah, and therefore you would think the same thing would be true for the Kos of Birkas HaMazon. But you have the Ber Halacha over there who says, if you really love beer, you really love scotch, you could make it on that. And as well, Rav Vosner suggests something about that, since wine isn't the Ikar Suda anymore for us, so you also would be able to use it even if Yayin is Matsui. But if you have wine in your house, for sure you need to use wine. But again, we discussed that earlier on in Hilchos Kiddush, so you could look over there to see the halachos, but it's very unclear how people are able to make Kiddush on scotch and stuff like that if they have wine around. And even if they don't have wine in the house, if Yayin is Matsui, it's unclear why the Ber Halacha says if it's Chaviv that it's okay. Really, we should follow the opinions that say that you need to have wine if it's available. But back to the Kos Shel Bracha over here. The Ramah adds, Mashanogim Medinos Eilu Varcha LaSheichar. We look around and we see that the people in our communities actually use beer for the Kos Shel Bracha. Ein Limchos, you shouldn't make a macha. You shouldn't say, hey, you shouldn't be doing that. Don't protest. Hayeshom de Enotan Kos Klal. Because there are some who say that you don't really need to have a Kos Shel for Birkas HaMazon at all, as we saw yesterday. Vo'o dahaker Chamer Medina hu Sheikhar. The Koman Asuda love. And also, beer counts as Chamer Medina. V'yafagav di'ay nimtza be'yir. Maybe you'll say, yeah, but look, we have wine in the city, so you should need to use wine. Mikol makom la'matzli l'davar zesh, hu b'yoker. V'yafshar liknos yayin b'chol sudo v'arichalav. Yeah, but wine is really expensive. So therefore, the Ramah says there's two reasons that we're able to use beer for the Kos Shel Bracha Birkas HaMazon. Either because wine is very expensive, or because there are some who say that you don't need a Kos Shel Bracha at all anyway. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you really can't have the wine again, if it's really too expensive, so that's why we would say it's okay. Still, says the Ramah, Amna mitzvah menor mevchar levarich al hayayin. Still, it's best to use wine instead. Yesh medakning shem varchem biyachad al hayayin, shalecho zakos biyadam, rak manichem osam al shulchan lefneim, v'nachom min agzel der kabbalah. There are some who say that when you're making the bracha on yourself, if you're having a kos, you shouldn't hold it in your hand. And the Mishnah Berurah says, especially because we know that we paskin that we don't really need to use a cup if you're benching by yourself, so therefore it doesn't make a difference anyway in terms of holding it or not. So again, when it comes to Chamer Medina, it's better not to use it, but there's more room to be mekel by a Kos for Birkas HaMazon than by Kiddush and Avdalah, where we have this kula that he said, since you don't really need a Kos anyway, it could be that it's okay. Sif Gimel, Tzarech Shelo Yehei Pagum. You can't use wine which is pagum, meaning shem shas mimenu pagamo. If someone drank from that wine already, you can't use that for any kos shel bracha. You can't use it for Kiddush, Havdalah, or the kos for Birkas HaMazon. Avlam shachu mimenu lesoch yado okli ein bakach klum. If you poured out into another cup, you didn't actually drink from that cup, so then that does not cause it to become pagum. Mishnah Berurah says that it has to be that it's malei still, so you only poured out a little bit, but the cup is still malei, but later on, in some Kuf Pei Gimel, in Sivka Antes, he says that the Kos Malay is not actually Ma'akev, so it's not the biggest deal if you don't have Malay. But again, a Kos Pagam should not be used. So if somebody drank from a cup of wine, you shouldn't then make Kiddush or Havdalah on that wine. Rather, you would need to pour some other wine into it and then pour it back, etc. Why is it that Kos Pagam is a problem? So Lavush says that the Begima is like a mum in an animal. And the Pasuk says, Hakriveu Nalafech Hasecha, when you make a bracha, it has to be something which is not Pagam at all. So too the wine shouldn't be Pagam at all. And we'll learn more about these halachos tomorrow.